Antonio, can you tell me what the event was that happened on June 6th, Friday last week?
Yes, the event was about podcasting and blogging in, for modern languages, and we invited all the institutions in Wales in higher education or dealing with languages. This was organized by Carol Coma, Mary Jacob, and myself, with also the collaboration of information services in my university, the University of Chester, and also Silt Cymru. That is the board for the advisory board for modern languages in Wales.
And what was the purpose of the event?
The purpose of the event was to open the eyes and minds of different people, lecturers, etc., in modern languages, that something else can be done to make classes more interesting, and also excellent tools for engaging interest in many other disciplines, not only in modern languages. So different students can actually do podcasts and blogs in a very few steps. And also, we also had an introduction with Audacity, that is the program that we can use for transforming audio files into MP3s and sharing with others. So the important part of the event as well was the working in groups, developing podcasts.
So what was the feeling in the room at the end of the event? It seemed to me there was quite a high level of energy.
Well, we can say that yes, it was. There was a very high level of energy, because you see, when you go to an event and you don't know anything about what they are going to talk about, you create several barriers. So what we tried to do during the event was to destroy all those barriers and to show people that this podcast and blog, that technology, is not a problem. That's why people were so excited. And I hope, you know, that excitement will last for another 10 years or so.
So what do you think are the next steps with podcasting? You know, we've had this wonderful workshop where the participants were taken through seeing examples and then a practice of designing a podcasting activity, learning activity, and then they actually created a podcast. What do you think will come next out of this?
Next will be the actual work in the classes, the actual work in the with the students, spreading the word around our institution, for example. But that will be, you know, we will need more training, more support, and the great news about this is that we have organized this event, also with the help of some other institutions. We can have another event somewhere in Wales or England where we can see different examples, yes, of people coming from zero as they were during the event and coming to something else.
It sounds like there'll be quite a few exciting developments at Aberystwyth University over the next year.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Antonio.
No problem, anytime.